Track 7, Our Ancient Roles of King and Sheriff. Former Sheriff of Norwich, Derek James, reveals how the civic stalwarts have been playing their part in city life for centuries.
The civic office of sheriff is one of the most ancient in the land, but does a sheriff still have a part to play in 21st century life? Well, I admit I am biased, but I believe that in this high-tech, computer-controlled world, the role is more important than ever. The role of king dates back to Anglo-Saxon times, alongside just one other English secular office, the sheriff. There are only 13 sheriffs in the whole of England, and most of them will be in Norfolk later this year. At the end of September, the city hosts the annual gathering of sheriffs and former sheriffs from across England and Wales, known as the Shrieval Weekend. Although I had reported on the role of sheriff as part of my job as a journalist and knew many of the people who had held the post, I hadn't realised quite what was involved until I was invited to be Sheriff of Norwich in 2010-11. It was an enormous honour and privilege for my wife Bridget, Sheriff's Lady, and I. We attended hundreds of events. We met some quite extraordinary and wonderful people, and it also gave us the opportunity to help and raise the profile of many good causes and charities. It was back in 1403 that the king decreed the city of Norwich should be a county by itself, separate from the county of Norfolk and called the County and City of Norwich, and that the citizens should choose a mayor and two sheriffs each year. Caroline Gerald was recently sheriff for 2 years and said, "Having had the unusual privilege of serving as sheriff and consort for 2 years due to the curtailed activities caused by the COVID pandemic, we have had a wealth of different, enjoyable and enlightening experiences." She attended community festivals, church services and business, arts and science events, enjoyed meals with people in care homes and met visitors from overseas. She said it had been a great opportunity to meet people across Norwich, learn more about life in the area, and find out more about the huge impact of the work of those running local organisations. "We are always amazed at how grateful the various organisations are that we give our time to visit and attend their events," said Caroline. "There is often great excitement, particularly when the event calls for us to don robes and hats. We see it as a great honour to be invited." Each sheriff also helps champion a local charity, helping it raise both its profile and funds. Caroline supported Home Start Norfolk in its work with families, and she said that although the roles of Lord Mayor and Sheriff are now largely ceremonial, they still command a lot of interest and can act as ambassadors for the city and the many organisations they encounter. "The role and ceremony may seem somewhat old-fashioned, but it is part of the long tradition of this marvellous city and of its rich fabric," she said. The gentleman who took over from me as sheriff was Chris Higgins, former landlord of the Trafford Arms pub. "It was a fantastic opportunity to be able to give back to Norwich a little of what Norwich has given to me," said Chris. He is now helping organise the gathering of sheriffs and said, "The Shrieval Weekend is a wonderful way of promoting Norwich as a tourist and business destination."